Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
We've talked about this before, but they're trying to draw the attention of Canadians to it again, and that is if you are mixing herbal remedies with your prescription drugs, you could be exposing yourself to major risk.
That's right, and this is a review of 85 studies that was published in the International Journal of Clinical Practice. And the bottom line to this, Steve, is that herbs are chemical compounds. I mean, let's face it, that's what they're made of, right? Everything that grows has chemical compounds in it, and that's where a lot of our medicines come from anyway. And they follow the same chemical laws and physiological and pharmacological principles as the medications that you get by prescription or over the counter. And they interact in the same way. Some will amplify the effect of another medication. Others will reduce the effect of the medication. And in some cases where you have a very narrow therapeutic window, in some instances where you're taking a blood thinner, for example, with warfarin or Coumadin, you can have serious side effects such as excessive bleeding or hemorrhage. So the adage that taking an herbal preparation is a safe thing to do is not necessarily true, because having something that's growing from the ground doesn't mean that it's safe. There are a lot of chemical compounds that are actually quite toxic. And you know, I mean, look at plants for themselves. Plants can't run away from predators, so they have to produce compounds that either taste really bad or actually poison their predators so that they're left alone. So these, we take advantage of these properties, but they have to be taken in varying doses that actually remain safe. So they cited, for example, St. John's wort, which interacts with 147 different medications, including Coumadin or warfarin, and other chemical compounds that interact with warfarin, and then insulin and aspirin and digoxin. So all these very commonly used medications. So the issue is, be very careful what you're taking, because just because it's an herb and someone has a vested interest in selling you this product, don't necessarily take it at face value that it's safe to use.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.